Can you talk a little bit about the yard waste that we have going on right now in terms of leaves obviously falling from trees, maybe some last mowings, that sort of thing? What are people allowed to do with that in Knoxville?
Well, thanks. Yes, that's an issue that's coming up with it being that time of year again. All the fall leaves are coming down. So we, as the city, have codes that do allow you to take care of your yard waste through the means of burning your yard debris. You can burn yard debris in your yard. You cannot put it in the street. We don't want it in the alley. But if it's in the yard, it's okay to burn. Your yard waste consists of leaves, small twigs, no branches that are larger than 3 inches in diameter. So those are items that are okay to burn. You're going to want to have a water source that stays with you outdoors while you're burning, and for the fire to be supervised with an adult at all times. So yeah, it's okay to go ahead and burn your yard debris. You might want to check with the county to make sure there's no burn ban going on, but right now there is no burn ban going on. And it's okay if you want to let our sheriff's department know that you're burning. Sometimes people like to just contact them, let them know, I'm going to be burning.
Especially maybe if you plan on doing it around sunset when people can really see those flames from afar.
Exactly. It kind of lets us know what's going on around the community. So,
what other things are going on here in the fall that you want people to take notice of as people do fall cleanup?
Well, another thing that I think is still going on is you're still mowing yards and stuff is going on. We didn't really probably have a lot to do this summer with mowing since we had such a drought and grass wasn't growing. Unfortunately, the weeds grew, and the vegetation height requirement in Knoxville covers weeds as well as grass growing. Some of them weeds really got going. So I did kind of want to cover that. When you're mowing residential properties, 8 inches is a required height. Can't be any longer than 8 inches. And hopefully, you know, you've got it mowed before that, but the weeds can get a little higher than that. So if you take care of that, and that means, you know, around your garages or sheds or anything, it's all weeds on your property. Does need to stay below that 8 inches. And as you're doing your mowing and your weeding, also to keep in mind is the property line from your sidewalk out to the street. That's your right of way. That's also the property owner's responsibility to keep that mowed and weeded.
So all that little land there, maybe some of those weeds creeping up near the curb there.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
I guess the other thing too, people may not, maybe they don't want to burn their leaves. I imagine you can bag them up, put them in the trash. That's what a lot of other people would do with them.
Yeah, it's to be kept separate from your normal household garbage, refuse and stuff. You can bag them up and keep it separate and then just let your garbage provider aware of what you have.
But we don't want them in the streets.
No, definitely not. It's against city code to rake your leaves into the streets as well as even blowing your grass clippings into the streets. So none of the yard waste into the streets, please.
And also, do not put them down the sewer drains either. Every year we say this, but there's always some people.
Yeah, that's never too much being said about that. That's something that's very hard on the sewer system. We don't want that whatsoever. So please make sure that is not sent into the sewer system. And keep it in the yard, bag it up, or go ahead and burn it.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Look, we got a good recap there on the yard waste in the fall coming up, too. Never know with October here whether we're going to see maybe an ice storm or a snowstorm crop up out of nowhere. So what should people be aware of as we kind of start getting into that, getting ready for winter in terms of snow removal, ice removal, that sort of thing from the sidewalks?
That's a good thing to be thinking about right now. We don't want to, but here it is, that time of year. We do have a snow ordinance for the streets and for the sidewalks as well. And so for the streets, anytime that the city puts a snow ordinance into effect, that means that you have to have your car removed off of the streets. And I'd be listening to the radio, be aware. Anytime it starts snowing, you think that the snow plows are going to be out, that's time to kind of be in tune with what's going on and check out whether the snow ordinance is in effect and take your car off of the street if you have it parked on the street. The sidewalks also have the snow ordinance. After it stops snowing, you have 24 hours to remove the snow off of your sidewalk.
Okay, so once the snowfall is pretty much done, that would just get out there and take care of it?
Yep, after the snow stops falling, then the 24-hour snow ordinance then gets put into effect at that time, and so you have 24 hours to remove that snow or ice off of your sidewalk.
And if not, I imagine it's a ticket of some sort.
Yeah, there is a citation for not having your snow removed, and or the city can have the snow removed with a fee for that.
And just to be clear, too, it's just the sidewalk that's running parallel to the street. Any, like, thing leading up to your home itself, any cement like that is your responsibility, but you don't necessarily have to clear it right away.
That's exactly right. Thank you. The sidewalk that we as the city would enforce the code for is just the sidewalk that runs along the front of your property, not anything that leads up to your doorway. That's just at your discretion.
All right. Anything else you want people to remember today as fall and winter get going?
As fall and winter. Another thing just to think about if you're out in this fall time planting any trees or anything, we do have an ordinance in regards to tree planting. If you're planting in that right-of-way area from that street curb to the sidewalk, that's the city's right-of-way, we call that. And if you're going to plant a tree there, a permit is required.
You don't have a sidewalk out in front of your house, but you still want to plant a tree kind of where that area would be if there was a sidewalk there. Do you still have to get a permit for that?
Yes, thanks. That's a good way to put it. Where there would be a sidewalk, we call that the same zone there, the city right-of-way. So if you don't have a sidewalk, we still call it where there would be a sidewalk to the street is our city right-of-way.
So about three, four feet from the curb about, is that about right? Or is it more
than
that?
I think that's a good estimate, yes.
All right. Well, anything else, Arlene?
I think we've covered a good fall.
I think we got it good, too.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.